Hawke's Bay's Cameron Jones is bringing his play that won awards at the Hollywood Fringe Festival back home for the first time. Cameron's been studying in Los Angeles at the Stella Adler Academy and the Michael Laskin Studio. He's put the skills he's learnt there into his solo clown mask and physical theatre show High Rise that's appearing in this year's Hawke's Bay Arts Festival programme. It started out 7 years ago as Cameron's graduation solo from Toi Whakaari New Zealand Drama School. High Rise is based on a true story about an Auckland property developer who was behind one of the country's first apartment towers in the heady 1980s.
I have a real love for the inner anti-hero. And in particular, I've always been very fascinated and interested in the world of finance and business. And so I've been watching a lot of documentaries and a lot of like Enron, Smartest Guy in the Room, and a lot of these kind of documentaries about corruption or Wall Street. And so I was always interested in this idea of greed and corruption, but not just looking at it from a one note perspective of like, oh, money is bad or business is bad, but trying to be more subjective about it and kind of look at it and go, what drives these guys to chase this, and at what point does the moral compass kind of turn? That fascinated me. Because they get a bad rep, and arguably some of them deserve it. But, you know, a lot of what we have today is a result of entrepreneurship and these businessmen and women, obviously. So I was really interested in what drives us. And then knowing that I had this connection to this real person, it was connected to New Zealand, which I loved because I wanted, it's even more beautiful when you can tell a story, you know, from New Zealand. So I thought this is a perfect opportunity for me to explore something that's not actually explored a lot in New Zealand storytelling, you know. And I feel like a lot of New Zealand theatre and a lot of New Zealand TV and film, in fact, I don't think there's anything that really explores finance or business or that, especially in the 80s. And for me, I think the 80s was such a iconic and important part of our history, because it was this moment in history where we kind of became like a mini America, and we were adopting the Reagan style economy. And that fascinated me, because all of a sudden we went from the sleepy nation of farmers and agriculture, and we suddenly, Auckland City especially, you know, just burst into the free market, you know. And so we had all these young 20 somethings who were suddenly, where the term yuppie comes from. So we had all these young professionals, suddenly share brokers and stock market analysis, and these guys playing with figures that weren't really money, and this whole concept of, you know, you had all these mums and dads who were like, oh, well, let's leverage the house against these shares because this 20-year-old is telling us that the share market is the best thing since sliced bread. So everybody just trusted that this worked, and then obviously the economy absolutely blew up. And that at the time we weren't aware that what goes up has to come down, and that's when the crash happened. So for me, I loved looking at New Zealand's history in that time frame of the late 70s to the 80s and the late 80s up until the crash, because I just found there was everybody from that who lived through that had such an incredible story or had incredible stories. And the main thing I got from that was excess. People taking helicopter rides to lunch over in Waiheke, and like, there's wealth now, but there isn't, and I don't think there ever will be, the same sort of excess that we had in that 80s period. And that, I just love that world. I think it's so incredible for theatre as well, because when you hear these stories, you go, this can't be true. And the people that tell, you know, say all these stories from the 80s, they always say, look, it was so unbelievable, you just had to be there.
Cameron, that's a background to it, and I can see entirely why you're so fascinated. This developer from the 80s, when you approached him, I mean, I know you knew him, but I think you interviewed him for something like a year to write down the stories. And what were some of the gems that he gave you, some of the insights that he offered?
Oh, my goodness, so many. In terms of the way a businessman thinks, and especially the term alpha male, just the way in which he told the stories, the way he was so proud of the way in which he did these things, you know. And it wasn't an arrogance, but it was just and you could see that these were the glory days of his life. And so I think he loved telling the stories to me as much as I loved hearing them. But one of his best ventures was he swindled the university pub in Auckland City and he purchased the Auckland University pub because the guy was going broke. And he'd hold these competitions every couple of weeks or every month where if the students could drink the bar dry, drink the taps dry, every drink would be on the house for the rest of the weekend. And obviously that enticed a lot of drinking from the students. And this is obviously back in the days where, you know, these it was a lot more loose, you know, in terms of rules and things and licensing and things. But anyway, so these students would come in and they would just drink in a heinous amount of alcohol to try and drink this place dry. And then, you know, when he's telling me the story, he's chuckling and he goes, but they didn't realise that I had the beer taps hooked up to a beer tanker outside. So he had a beer truck outside hooked up to the lines directly so they just couldn't drink them dry. But they just kept going because, he'd go in every 15, 20 minutes and be like, oh, you guys are close, you know, it's almost gone because they're thinking there's just these kegs in the back of the pub that they're just trying to drink dry. But he had it loaded up to this massive beer truck outside, which was just, you know, you couldn't finish it off, and so they never won.
So it was outsmarting them that gave them a thrill.
I think it was just outsmarting. Think of these kind of genius ways, because, and that's what I love about these characters, because it's not pure. You don't look at that and go, oh, that's an evil man. You just you question it, but you can't help but to laugh.
Goodness me, so many riches here, I can see. And, I mean, you've been in LA, and I think you've described it as having a love-hate relationship with Los Angeles, but you've studied mask, you've studied physical theatre, you've studied clown techniques. Are you bringing all of these to this work?
Definitely clown, and physical theatre, and that's what I was down in Christchurch workshopping with a director, Tom Eason, and just down there working with some physical theatre elements. And it's mask, but it's not the traditional. I'm not literally using mask, but I think this character indeed wears masks. And so for the whole piece, I'm playing with this idea of what mask is he wearing and at what times and what is the purpose of this mask. I'll physically manipulate my mouth and jaw into a smile or into whatever I need to just for the scene, you know. So there's lots of that. So of clown and mask for sure. They're just hidden within this world of hyper-realism, really.
Is High Rise about this guy you know? Is Henry Lewis him, or is Henry Lewis a composite of the interviews that you did with the guy from New Zealand in the 1980s and other work?
No, it is him. And it's obviously a very, I don't even want to say extreme, but I've taken what I've got, which is a lot of material, and I've created this character. And obviously there's essence of me playing as an actor. You know, there's scenes where I kind of improv with the audience when I'm selling the first home. And that's obviously me as an actor working the audience. But it's with that idea of who this guy is. But yeah, it is essentially Henry Lewis for sure.
Another characteristic of this work, Cameron, is the venue. And at festival time, you know, we're used to the venues being full to overflowing, but you're taking your audience to a different place, and this is clearly part of what is important to you as a performer also.
Mm-hmm. The building that we've got for the Hawke's Bay Arts Festival is the old Herald Tribune building, and so we explored different areas of the building, and there was just this one area which I just knew was right, and that was where the old printing presses were. So it's basically just a vast industrial kind of shed, I guess, where the printing presses were. They've all been taken out and it's just empty. But just the atmosphere, the, you know, it's tall, it's got these steel beams, everything's kind of steel, and it's just got this metal kind of feel to it, and concrete floor obviously, and there's the walls are all, they're all dirty, and they've, you know, got holes in them, and there's exit signs kind of half dangling down and things like this. And for me, that's what it does, what site-specific work does, is it takes away the theatre aspect of theatre, if you know what I mean. Like, if I do it in a traditional theatre, people come in and it's almost like they know there's a show. They come into the seats, they have the curtains, they have the lights, the pre-theatre music and intro, and then it's like, I'm doing a show for them. Whereas for this, as soon as they step out of their car, I want it to be an experience. So they get out of this car, they kind of get ushered towards this weird factory-looking thing. There's a holding pit kind of area where they're going to be. for what I like to call the prologue, and then we're going to get transported into this giant, vast kind of warehouse. And that, whether you're aware of it or not, or subconsciously, consciously, it changes the way you absorb what you're seeing, I think.
Cameron Jones is performing High Rise from the 24th of October as part of the Hawke's Bay Arts Festival.